Hey guys, we're back with another episode. It's the Booze Witches, Jasmine and Kat. Here we are.
Hey.
Kat's got a new mic. I don't know why I'm talking about myself in third person, but I've got a new mic, so hopefully I don't sound like I'm in a fishbowl to you guys.
I know, we're going to get the sound better.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. Be patient with us.
Though. Spare Guide said stop not moving forward because you know, one thing is off. You got to still do it and put it out there.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? That's so funny. Cause another psychic that I follow, she posted, maybe that was both of our spirit guides needing to tell us that today. Cause she posted a message and she's like, if this resonates with you. And it was like, why are you waiting to build your business until it's perfect? Just start it and you can perfect it along the way. I was like, ooh, I did need that message today. So that's funny. You brought that up.
Yeah, my friend, I was telling you about my spiritual friend in New York, said that to me last Thursday. And he was like, do not, because, you know, obviously I'm doing a site for my mainstream business and then also for this. And my mainstream business is pretty much done, but of course I'm having dev issues on the back end. Like there's so many technical issues and I'm so thankful for my friends that are just like, I'm going to get look into this weekend. I'm not sure why this isn't working. So it's like up, but nobody can message me. There's like issues on the back end. But even with this next one, all of a sudden I was like, we have a template. We have everything up. And then I'm like, oh no, this template's not going to work. I actually need a template with it. No, people aren't going to like this. No, I hate it. Like I started making every excuse and then I was template shopping instead of getting it done. And you know what? Now I'm just like, you know what? You're going to keep what the fuck you have up there and you're just going to send all your files to the person who's helping you and just have them upload it. I'm just keeping what I have up because I can do that down the line. It's not that serious. I get so caught up in the bullshit because I want it. You know, that's the exciting part to me. And it's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. But it is exciting to be like on that. It's like what are we doing here? We're on spiritual journeys with ourselves. We're not perfect human beings. We're, you know, continually growing and ascending and all of that. And it's like, it's true. It should be like our businesses and our projects on the side and our podcast should grow as we grow, right? Like it all just kind of clicked for me, especially when you said that. I went, oh yeah, that's like, we're all growing together, you know?
Yeah, definitely. We're definitely, so we can't get so caught up and it's like, obviously, you know, when you have a certain personality too, and you like to be creative, you can get, this is why even in business, I do enjoy working with my friend Edward, who's a lot he's just a lot more like, he doesn't pay attention to that. He's like, oh, just throw this up so we can get started. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like that's how he's always been in business. He just wants something up there and he wants to move the ball. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, let's use our imagination. It could be a movie. And he's like, all right, Jasmine, that's going to take us 10 years. Like, what the fuck? Like, I wanted to do this next week. And when when you're doing stuff by yourself, especially, you have to really check yourself. And sometimes you have to do that. So I'm glad I had that call. And like, I get so wrapped up. Obviously, I live alone and like, I have a lot of discussions with myself. So.
Yeah.
Nice. Sometimes I need somebody to say, move the ball.
Let's shout out to Edward too, if he's listening. He's basically like our like low key producer. He's like our tech supervisor / executive producer because he literally gets it all done for us. So if you're listening,
we appreciate you and
we love you and we're sorry.
No, we're appreciative. No more talking shit about Libras. Libra.
Yeah, we're sorry. We're sorry for all the Libra hate. And that's coming from my Mars in Libra too. It's problematic.
And was like, why are y'all, you would counter talking shit about Libras. He was like, you know what? I'm not helping your asses no more. I'm like,
My God. We should just have a whole episode where we talk about our problematic placements in our birth charts. I know people will relate to that.
Oh yeah, that would actually be a good one because that could be a 70-hour conversation.
Yeah, that's actually, okay, I'm going to write that down on the list of episode ideas. Problematic birth chart placements. That would be the title of the episode. Speaking of problematic signs, since we always like to talk shit, as we do with every sign, we don't give a shit. Let's talk about the problematic Geminis that keep wanting to get in the fucking White House. Let's talk about that.
That is a good transition.
Yeah, I try to be good at transitions. Segways.
Geminis. Yes. What can I say about that? I'm a Gemini rising, and I just got a book that just talked more about that placement, jittery all over the place, ego, you know, all this stuff. So you can only imagine, this is just the surface me. It's not even really me. So if it's like your sun, your moon,
yikes,
or, you know, another big placement, like even Mercury, if these people are unevolved, they can become completely manipulative, and just ego driven. Mm-hmm. And it's really dangerous because they have the gift of gab, so they can lure in the fucking crowd like no other.
Yep.
And people will come.
And it's not so much charisma. It's like this kind of polarizing effect that a lot of Gemini placements have, where they have this ability to tap into something. And like I said, it's not like that they're charismatic, because I guess some Geminis can be. They can be a little charming, but most of the time, they just, like, our current president, not my president, but, you know, the current president, he has this ability to tap into shit that, you know, I mean, he has other problematic placements. His whole birth chart is a mess. If you guys haven't looked, you guys should look up Donald Trump's birth chart. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. But anyway, yeah, like, it's like Geminis have this thing, this ability to just captivate, I guess. Captivate.
As a Gemini, when you have placements, like if it's your rising, if it's your sun, if it's your moon, if it's your Mercury, you know, if you have like those type of placements, like you are a messenger. You really need to check what the fuck is coming out of your mouth, because people are going to listen. You are just blessed by the planet Mercury to have anything come out of your mouth, even if it's horse shit. So if you're a used car salesman, it's going to sound like fucking, you know, just butterflies and, you know, bliss to people. So, you know, you really have to take note of that and take note of that power and use it accordingly, and not for your own gain, because a lot of them, like you see Trump, it's all about his own gain, and you know, it's about his ego and it's about his businesses, and every move is calculated move for him, and he'll say whatever he needs to say, and he knows y'all will listen. I don't think our listeners, but the people that follow his cult, they will listen. The same with Kanye West, you know, obviously. He's the most narcissistic man. Like, I literally cannot fathom, like, as much as, like, I like that Kim does, like, a lot of philanthropy things, and, like, obviously she doesn't have to do too much, because her name alone is just her doing stuff, because people are gonna, like, you know, when the people that are working on the cases, if they have Kim involved tweeting about it, that's going to help. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I love that she's doing that. But then I also do take into consideration, like, you're not, how involved are you with a husband like that? You know,
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. I mean, a Gemini and a Libra relationship, I mean, come on, like, that's just, y'all are just feeding into each other's bullshit constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, and into each other. Their whole relationship is like, you know, just fluffing up each other's egos. You know, Kim, I know she does not check Kanye. I just know she doesn't. Like,
no, she's a Libra.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody around him that checks him. He's got too many worshipers, and that's the problem. Like, you know, everybody's human, and we put people on these fucking pedestals that they do not belong on. And you know, he obviously, his ego needs that. That's why he even tweeted out that presidential thing. I think he hasn't been getting enough attention. So, and he probably has an album about to come out, because that's always his move, you know.
Exactly.
Something like that right before his album comes out, because he's a fucking asshole.
Maybe they've been on the farm in Wisconsin or wherever the fuck they are for too long. Too much isolation for Kanye.
Yeah, he needs a lot. I remember him specifically saying to Kim, like, I don't know if I saw it on, it was like little clip I saw in Daily Mail or something or on Instagram, but he was just like, I can't live in California anymore. We need to move to Chicago. People love me and chant my name out there. Out here, people love you and chant your name. I need to, and I was just like, wow. If that was the most Gemini shit I've heard in a long time. I was so mortified. I was like, wow. And he's actually making, like, you know, obviously I'm not religious at all, but so many people are. And he's making fucking gospel and people are like following him. It's just, it's so disturbing how detached we all are from spirit so much that we just idolize these clowns on earth.
Yes. I hope that's another thing that gets broken down amidst everything else that's being torn down in our tower moment, Pluto return that's going on right now.
I believe that is going to happen because, I mean, even a lot of the people that worship Trump and just other people, popes and stuff like that, I think
celebrity figures.
Yes, I think also with, if we move the topic a little bit to, I can't even say her name, Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't even know if that's
how you say it. Yeah, I've been saying Ghislaine. I don't know.
I'm like,
Epstein's madam, for those of you that don't know what we're talking about.
Madam, yeah.
Twisted.
Before, when he was obviously first arrested, because he is in that top elite crowd, he was able to pay and get clemency for so many people. And like, this time, obviously that's just not going to happen. And she's going to talk. And I think, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of resistance. I know people are going to see certain people on that list and they're going to be like, oh no, they didn't do that. That's a lie. But I think that we're going to see some hard facts. And, you know, I see so many of the conspiracy theory people just like, oh, Hollywood's going down. Like, sweetie, it's not Hollywood. These are the top elite. Not saying there's not maybe some Hollywood celebrities in a part of that, but these are the top elite. That's who he ran with. That whole island that he lived on wasn't Hollywood, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, they're not in that top percent either. So I think we're going to see a lot of, you know, people we praise, like, well, not going to say we, that a lot of people in the universe praise, like, politicians and just people who they think can do no wrong. It's like, just like how the police just really got exposed on a certain level. I think we're going to see it now with politicians and other people where they're like, they can, everybody always thinks like, they don't do anything wrong. You know what I mean? And if they did something, it was like, that was an accident. Like, no, this isn't going to be an accident. And we need to start protecting our children. Like,
yeah. This is some deep rooted shit. And again, it's like, it's just so deep in our society, this kind of corruption, where whether it's Epstein or it's, you know, it's the government or it's police or it's, you know, so many things are just burn it all to the ground at this point, because you got to just start anew, because the corruption, like I said, it just runs so, so, so deep. But I think you're right. I think that with her, hopefully testimony, and hopefully something shady doesn't happen to her. There's going to be some big names being thrown around, as I keep seeing these headlines. I'm curious to see what happens.
I know. I was hearing, I had a quick phone call with somebody today, and she said that her dad informed her that people in Vegas are placing big bets on how long Miss Maxwell Epstein's mistress will live.
Yeah, because they're just expecting, with the last thing that happened, you know, for her to either go missing or she suddenly committed suicide. I was telling my friend, I said, because she was convinced that she's going to just turn up dead. I'm like, I just can't imagine that they have got to know that if that shady circumstance were to happen again, like, they've got to know how bad that's going to look. Like, really? Two in a row now? You're going to take out two people in a row connected to this? Like, and you don't think anybody's going to be, like, talking about that? Like, come on.
It's like they don't care, though. It's like, obviously, we just had, like, what was
just saving their own asses.
We had, like, all those lynches, and they were like, all suicide. Sorry, there's no cameras by these government buildings. We don't know. And so it's like they've always looked shady, and people so blindly follow them because they idolize certain institutions and certain people that are part of certain institutions, and they can't do any wrong in certain people's eyes, like, ever.
Yeah,
It's insane to me. It's all, that level of delusion. I'm just like, wow. I've never surrounded myself with people like that. So it's not even a part of my world where like I'm not around people that don't hold each other accountable.
Right. No, exactly. I can't be around people that don't do that. You know, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a time of just a lot of people who are living a lie and been getting away with stuff. Stuff is going to be exposed. And even if people fight and they don't want to accept it, it's going to be right in their face. Eventually,
yeah, they're going to have to accept it.
And even if they're not accepting it, they'll be a part of the minority in that. So,
yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, I think the more we talk about things like this, the more we talk about corruption and the more we keep the pressure on and, you know, this movement is not going away. It's not, you know, and I get frustrated because something that's been on my mind a lot lately is like, I've seen so many people, whether it's on my Instagram feed or just in general celebrities, whatever, you know, they'll post the black square and say Black Lives Matter. And it's like, okay, so what are you doing now in your own life? Like, you don't have to prove it to me. You don't have to prove it to your audience and stuff. But I feel like if you have a certain level and a certain position of influence, I think you should be talking about it because everybody's on social media right now. We're all at home for the most part. Everybody's scrolling through Instagram constantly waiting for the next breaking news. Like, I feel like I'm still not seeing enough people talking about it. Like enough people that you wouldn't normally assume would be getting into activism or whatever. Like, I don't want to say disappointing because it's like, it's not like I had these expectations anyway, but I'm like, Jesus, like the performative allyship is really bothersome. And it's like that same thing of like, okay, so we all these states painted Black Lives Matter on the sidewalk. Nobody fucking asked for that. Like, it's a nice gesture, but that's not what everyone's asking for. So what are you actually going to do about it? And that's the thing, is like, it kind of is all connected to this, like this worship thing. Like, okay, well they did this, so that means they're a great person. Like what you're saying, you know, like, oh, well we believe this person because they're supposed to be a superhero cop or whatever it is. But it's like, it's this surface level shit again that I think we were talking about on the last podcast. I can't remember, but it's like, I'm just enough with the fucking materialism, enough with the fucking superficiality. It's something that I've been having to examine in my own life, just superficial shit in general. And I feel like, I hope, because I know this is tied to capitalism as well, and I could go on a whole rant about that, but we need this like performative shit to be broken down too at the same time. You know, just like your thing with the celebrity figures and worship and idol worship and all that, like tear it all down because none of it's working anymore.
Well, yeah, I think when you just said like the surface stuff, I mean, I'm up at my mom and her husband's house. And I was like, you know, of course there's certain people that are on my social media that are like associates and stuff like that. But I was like, out of my core friends, and the men that I dated, especially in my older life, not when I was fucking, you know, bopping around at 15 or, you know, really young, but the men that I've dated older, I'm like, I have these discussions about, I go deep. I talk about religion. Yeah. In politics. I know where they stand. I know where their morals are. I know it. You know, no, people don't, they're like, oh, I can't even tell you how many people are like, oh my God, like so many of my friends, especially with the last guy I was dating, they were like, wait, you talk to him about religion and politics? Oh, Jasmine, don't do that. You're going to upset him. You don't bring those type of things. I'm like, I am not about to be in a relationship with somebody. You're going to tell me certain topics are, you know, off the table. He tried to do that to me. And I was like, no, you're going to sit here and you're going to tell me why you think this way. And what did we get to after all those, like the strife and everything? his main thing was he had been hurt so much in the past that he's not even this hardcore man, but he wants to be. He said he's training himself to be cold. When you let your guard down and you're vulnerable, you become weak. Like, so that's why he likes men like Trump. You know what I mean? Mm. He wants to be the asshole. You know, you get to a deeper conversation and then I know I can penetrate him a little more, you know? Like, so yeah. To me, it's worth it because as somebody who considers himself a healer, like I'm gonna frustrate you and I'm gonna ask you, where is this coming from? Why? And you're gonna be like, what do you mean why? Because that's how it is. No, you're not about to say that's how it is.
Yeah.
Tell me why. Like,
yeah, yeah. And that really frustrates me too, is like people giving you advice on what to talk about or what to bring into your relationship or whatever, or saying like, oh, well, you can't be this way because you'll scare them off. I am so tired of that. Like, you and I are, this is why we're connected in our friendship. I love that you're laughing right now, but it's like, you and I like are very, very bold, strong personalities. We talk about whatever the fuck we want. I don't want anyone to be censoring what I want to talk about in my relationship. Like, that's the person that you want to be talking and sharing and debating. And that's what I crave in a relationship, in a friendship, in any, yeah, you know, relationship in my life. Like, how dare you try to censor that part of me? Because that is like such a huge part of who you are. Oh my God. Like, I'm just horrified at that.
So, could you imagine? I can't even tell you how many women, and they're my friends. And then like even some family members that are so mortified by the conversations that I will, that I'll tell them that I have or that I'll be having in front of them. And they're like, Jasmine, you can't do that. You're going to scare, just, you know, don't talk to him about that. You might upset him. And I'm just like, do you not know? Like, it lets me know that people don't realize what's important to me. And right. Especially what's important to me in a relationship. And a lot of us are very superficial and we have superficial relationships. And guess what? Yes, a superficial relationship could last a lifetime. Me, that's very, because I am, you know, I feel like I am more stepping, I'm more in my higher self than I am my lower self these days. That's actually going to be toxic for me. I can't be around that. Mm-hmm. I can't be in that on a daily. I can talk to people like that, but that's not going to be in my house.
Right. Right. Well, when they're telling you to censor yourself in a relationship and to tell you not to talk about this or that, they're basically telling you not to be yourself at that point. So it's like, obviously you need to be yourself in a relationship to have a true supportive, you know, evolved relationship, I guess. But oh my God, that's
why these couples do not know each other though. That's why
exactly.
I have certain friends and they're like, you know, oh, I didn't know he did that type of illegal activity, but they were with them for I don't know, so long. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't know he did this, and I didn't know this. They don't pay attention. They don't want to see it. It's very surface. They come in, they say hi, they talk about the weather, they talk about their TV show, they have, you know, sex, you know. Probably both of them don't orgasm because you can just tell they're already disconnected.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're very much in their routine. And some people, for the sake of not being by themselves too, will be in a routine. And, you know, people just like to settle. People, you know, they're so worried about like having their life look a certain way and be able to have certain earthly achievements. They're like, I hit this goal. And I'm like, you know, I have so many friends that do that are like miserable. Like, mm-hmm. I talk to them and I know certain things about them. And I'm just like, I'm not going to say anything because I'm like, hey, if that is more important than you, than finding happiness and what, you know, you showing the world that you look this way, then, you know, that, you know, power to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not to me. Don't put that energy on me because people try to project their stuff onto you. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm good over here. Like any relationship that I've been in, one thing that is never an issue, even if they talk shit about it, is my mouth. Okay. In any way or shape possible.
Yeah.
Every man that I've been close with in my life, they always come back to me and say, thank you for challenging me. Thank you for going deep with me and talking to me about certain things that nobody else will talk to me about. And that is important to me. more than anything else, because I like to help people. So for me, I'm like, I have issues with, you know, sometimes in the relationship, it's been me and me not being ready for stuff. But then I've also had issues, you know, obviously some of the men I date are a little crazy, but it's never my mouth. Our conversations need to happen. And, you know, I wish more conversations like that would happen. And I think they are now. And I think, I know you said you're not seeing a lot of people posting and stuff, but I think what we're going to start seeing is just with like Maxwell being arrested, we're also going to just see, start when we start seeing these other politicians and government officials, just all kinds of people start like stuff getting exposed about them. I think it's going to start like just moving people more towards our side of reality.
Yeah.
I think we're going to start seeing people make a shift.
Yeah. I feel that shift happening already. Obviously a lot of people aren't ready for it, for sure. But they're going to have to be ready for it. Cause I think we said it in a previous podcast, we're heading towards the matriarchy. We're heading towards the age of Aquarius, and people better be ready. Cause they're going to have to tear down the same systems that are being torn down currently in society, have to be torn down within themselves. And I hope, and I think that, you know, for the most part, spiritually enlightened people are, you know, have done the work, have done the shadow work. We've been through all that. But I think collectively it's like, it's starting to happen and things are starting to break down. And, you know, we're going to hopefully veer away from this superficiality that I keep talking about, this materialism. This is also going to be like the tearing down of capitalism. And I hope that we start to value people for literally their values, like their morals and who they are as people, and not their worth, financially. We're going to talk about their worth morally, and you know, what they put out in society and what they do to help others or whatever it may be. But, I feel that shift coming, but like I said, you and I are like always, we're always kind of ahead of the game just because we've done the work already. So we already know what's coming. We already know what we've gone through. Now we're just watching others do the same and watching them kind of catch up, I guess, you know.
Or people just still being in their fake bubble right now.
Yeah.
I see people online who are like, you know, we're quiet during the week of, you know, the Black Lives Matter, but we were all posting the black squares. Like, they didn't post the black square, but they were quiet for that week on their Instagram, you know, but they wouldn't dare post anything on their Instagram. Even if they post a quick little knowledge thing on their story, they wouldn't dare because they know they have a racist ass following and they're more worried about keeping up that image. But they're like, you know, they're fake activists. They like to call themselves like, oh, I'm an intellectual. And I, you know, no, you're full of shit. You know what I mean? Because obviously you didn't make one. I've seen so many of that. People that act like they're about something, but they're too scared to like post it online. Like, this is the time that you should be having hard conversations with people. Yes. If I'm seeing a 10-year-old do it with her fucking parents, and she's posting and her parents are ripping into her, because her parents are racist, and she's like, mom, dad, no, this and that. And she's schooling them. And you as a grown ass woman or man can do it. You know, we just know where you would stand if slavery was happening. If we were in slavery right now, if we were in the Holocaust, we know where you would stand. You wouldn't be doing shit. You'd be secretly caring, I guess, in your apartment, like you say you are, but not fucking doing a goddamn thing. If one of us came knocking on your door and needed some help, you wouldn't even throw us water if we were on fire, because you would have to just, maybe you're pretending to say a prayer for us on the inside, but you don't want to get your hands dirty.
Exactly that. Oof.
I can't with people like that. I can't with the fakeness. It's like, it's so annoying to me. And like when people are like, you're a good person, I'm like, it's so hard for me sometimes. I'm like, are they though? Are they? Because to me, a good person is going to stick their neck out.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, a lot of people are still just kind of leaning on their privilege. Like it's okay. It's going to take time to learn. I understand all that. It's going to take time to unlearn all these systems. No, I love it. It's okay to unlearn all these systems that you've been benefiting from your entire life. I get all that. And again, that's like part of the spiritual work. And I always will call out, you know, spiritual quote people who haven't really done the work and just, you know, like I said before, gloss over it with love and light. I think I said that in a previous episode. It's the same shit you're talking about. Like, it's performative. It's just performative. And we got to be done with the superficial bullshit, you know?
I want real. So I had a big conversation with my mom and her husband this week, because they were just like, you know, just maybe don't say anything, or maybe just be quiet. I'm like, no, I am not about to have somebody that thinks they're close to me and is in my life spewing hate or just anything. I don't care what it is. If I hear something that is definitely some toxic shit, or, you know, whatever, some hyper masculine, I'm going to have the conversation with you, like, yeah, whether you like it or not. Like, mm-hmm. That's not who I am. If you're not comfortable with that, then you can just not invite me around. But I'm definitely going to do that. That means I care about you when I'm doing that. I'm worried about you. Like, I'm worried. I want you to think deeper. I want you to critically think about what you're saying before you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never going to apologize for that. People do it to me too. I was like, don't feel attacked. I have these conversations with everybody, and people have them with me that I know. So don't think I'm singling you out. Like, yeah. So it's not in that way, but I'm definitely going to be like, wait, why are you saying that? Like, where do you think that comes from?
Right. But like you said, it's like, it's having those hard conversations with family or friends, or, you know, it's to get people to start opening their mind and start really thinking critically. Like you said, like, I'm sorry, but it's unacceptable to just not talk about it anymore. When you see what's going on, when you see the gravity of everything, you can't just act like it's not there, because then again, that's your privilege again.
Yeah, no more, no talking about religion, sex, and politics. I want to fucking make a shirt that says, like, that shit is out the window.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, like, we're fucking talking about it. We're talking about sex. We're talking about all that. Like, I'm not holding back. And I normally don't anyways. But, I mean, I'm definitely a lot more fired up now than I've ever been, and I'm happy to just help this narrative and everything just move forward. So I know even though I'm exhausted at times, and like I need to plan my days out better, because, you know, I am online having conversations with mm-hmm. people, and I am doing so much stuff on top of work, on top of projects, on top, and I'm, you know, and sometimes I'm depleted, and so. And, you know, and then we want to do this podcast too. So, you know, I have to get organized and not just let my energies take me where they want to in the moment, because it's very hard for me, especially with Gemini rising, to not do that. Yeah. But I have to be a part of, this is like why I'm on earth. Like, this is more important to me than anything. It's like,
yeah,
you know, the world get to a better place, helping the world tap into their humanity. That's extremely important.
Ooh, okay. I love the way you phrase that. Helping the world tap into their humanity. Cause you know what? I've been on that same thing of like, it's like, I know why I've been put on this planet, but I never was able to put it into words, and you literally just put it into words. And I think it's like, we're literally here to, not to like co-op your phrase, but I just love the way you put that. Like, we're here to help the world with their tap into their humanity. Wow, wow, wow.
No, I
gotta process that.
I think that's as a whole for all, like, anybody who calls himself a light worker, or a spiritual person, a psychic, or whatever. I just think that is, you know, some people do it on different levels, right? Like some of the, like that guy I was talking to last week, Zhao, he's a very, just gifted psychic, but he doesn't do it on a big scale, you know. But I, even though I'm in tune with stuff like that, he you know, I feel like every light worker should have a light worker they can go to as well, or just be able to go to their friends, because sometimes we need clarity because we're human. We can get foggy, especially with our own stuff and like certain things. And you're always going to meet people that are more elevated than you in certain ways. And, you know, so it's just great to have a circle that you can go to, but we all do things on different levels. When I was telling him I wanted to do this on a bigger level, he was like, you can do that. Like, does he want to do that? No, he likes his bubble that he does it in. And I've met a lot of people like that. They don't want to be out there too much. But he keeps always telling me that I need to put myself out there more. And I think, you know, some people help the light workers, and some light workers are supposed to be out there in the, you know, trenches helping the people. So I think that that's definitely something that I've realized, maybe, I don't know if it was this year or last year, but it's just something I've been thinking about. But I think we definitely need to, you just see how, I just read the comments and people are just like, you guys are fucking pussies. And like, everybody just justifying like, oh, enough. There's only been this many people that died. How much people just do not care about human life and how important it is to be an asshole at all times. That is like toxic masculinity. Like when they're like, oh, you're a pussy because you don't want to go outside. You know, it's just like, oh my God. I'm like, wow. Like, this is like so toxic, but we've always encouraged this. This has always been what we even said a man was, you know what I mean? For him to act like that. That's why people like Trump. And it actually was important for him to even get this place in the White House. It was important to bring all of the people who are coming together right now. And to just make these comments, I mean, I think everything happens for a reason. So I'm just like, the turmoil and the bad stuff, always, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And it's always like a big lesson to learn in it. So I think teaching us that we have somebody, having somebody in the White House that just does not give a fuck about anybody or anything but himself, and he's selfish, and he doesn't care about human life. He's more that people are like, oh well, I don't think it's fair, like, for people to have to be at home when they need to get back to their jobs. And it's like, so a job is more important than a human life? Maybe tell the government to suspend mortgages then.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
There's other ways to go about things, but like, we're not gonna, if you're gonna try to debate with me that human life is, you know, not as important as a you know, this office building down the road, like, I don't, like, no.
And that's connected to, that's that thought, honestly, I've been screaming that since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. But that is so, if people cannot see that both fucking pandemics are connected in that way, I don't even know what to tell you, because clearly you haven't been paying attention. But it's like, basically, the U.S. wants you to die for capitalism, wants you to get sick for capitalism, wants you to infect others for capitalism. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I'm sorry, but there's not going to be your fucking economy if there's nobody around to buy shit. So if, I mean, yeah, obviously we know that Trump does not value human life. We're way past that point. But if people cannot see how both pandemics are all connected, how it's always going to affect marginalized groups more, it's going to affect the Black community more, it's going to affect the Brown community, it's going to affect, you know, because they're in these lower wage jobs and you're forcing these people to go back, yet they don't have the healthcare, they don't have, you know, living wages, they don't have legit houses that they can buy, or they don't have the money for that, whatever it may be, all of those things and more. But if nobody can see how connected all of this is, and that capitalism, if it goes unchecked, is just so toxic, and it's such a connector into also toxic masculinity, it's all fucking connected, guys. Like, it's all there. And, you know, if you can't see that, wake up. Just fucking wake up. Yeah. Lighten yourself, because that's what's going on here, is like, it's two pandemics affecting the same community. And it's so fucked. I need more people to wake up and learn that and realize that. So that's why we got to keep talking about it.
Yeah, I feel you. There's just so many, I think in our society, we don't really teach people to critically think. either. So I see now that Trump's team has strategically placed some of these conspiracy theories like out there to make them look like a hero, because this is I work in marketing, and this is marketing 101. This is brainwashing 101.
I mean, he's a reality star. I mean, what do people expect?
Yeah, and you know, they started doing this, and now people think they're critical thinkers. But you know, the U.S. doesn't encourage people to critically think. That's why we don't know beyond, like, we don't really know our history. We don't really know anything beyond what we're taught. We're taught, like, oh, this is what's in the book, and that's it.
Yeah, we're taught the whitewashed version of everything. Yeah. It's the whitewashed version of the Bible. It's the whitewashed version of, you know, your high school history class. It doesn't dig deep at all. It's giving you surface level shit again.
Yeah, it's all very surface. You know, they try to erase certain people from history. Mm-hmm. They tell you even look at Disney movies like Pocahontas. Like, that is a version Pocahontas was actually stolen from her people. And she was raped and kept captive by John Smith.
But Disney made it a cute movie that we all loved when we were kids. Like, don't get me wrong, Pocahontas is an icon, but like.
Yeah, I mean, she was beautiful. But
yeah, let's dig deep.
The cartoon was good, but I mean, at the end of the day, the real story is, I mean, but it's dangerous when you do stuff like that and people don't know the real story.
Right.
And they made it seem like she would have turned her back on her people, and she didn't do that. Mm-hmm. She never turned her back on her people and left to go into Europe. She was, their people were killed. She was kidnapped because she was a cute woman, and John Smith kept her fucking hostage and raped her. But no, we made the cute version without telling people what the fuck it really was. Which is just, and don't even get me started on Disney, because.
Oh, that's a whole nother avenue we go down.
All of those movies. And then just seeing how they portrayed the black girl in the movie. I caught wind to it right away. I was just like, wow. In the movie, the black woman, the black girl playing in it, the cartoon.
Which movie? Princess and the Frog?
Yes, she was the only woman that was not pursued by the man, and she was the only woman not wanted for her beauty. The only one. She was the only one working, like, you know what I mean? She was the one chasing after him, and he didn't want her because of her beauty. The other ones, it was different. And that is a big issue in our culture and, like, just in the world already.
Yeah.
Is how they try to make black women feel about their looks and their hair and their features. So I just thought it was very telling that they took that narrative with this one. I was like, okay, I'm thinking they're going to be like, there's going to be a man that's going to, you know, see her and be like, wow, you know what I mean? But no, we did not take that route, Disney. You've done that with, I mean, people fell in love with a dead woman. Snow White was basically dead.
Yeah, she was in a coma.
I'm like, what kind of shit is this? Like, yeah. The other woman, their beauty actually, which I think this is toxic shit anyways.
Yeah, but of course.
Just saying to point it out, their beauty changed, you know, stop somebody from being a nasty person or this and that, whatever, you know, the narrative was. But of course, with her, she had to chase down a man, and he only fell for her because he was hot, and then they were both frogs, and then he just fell because they were both frogs and they were both unattractive at that point. So then he was just like, I fell in love with your personality and you're a hard worker. What is this?
It's still riding on that, like, subliminal white supremacist bullshit. Like, okay, like, what, so the black princess can't have, she's got to work for her happiness, really? Like, okay. It can't be equal to the other princesses? Like, are we serious?
It's so funny because I'm like, when you look at it, even in slavery days, it's like, this is all written from, like, obviously a white male's perspective, but you kept us as your fucking mistresses always.
Like,
I mean, we were here to fulfill every sexual desire you had, because that's why in feminism, there had to be, that's why it was very important for, like, feminism during that time when people were fighting for female rights, for them to be a different ethnicity there for you know, an Asian woman, and maybe a black woman, a white woman. Because, you know, I was telling this to one of my friends. I was like, you know, with white women, their fight was a little different, where I felt like, you know, they they wanted to kind of keep them, like, white men wanted to keep them in the house. Just they left the house when they got married from their family, and then he wanted to give her an allowance and not give her books to read. And, you know, you see it in Titanic, you know, that type of energy. Mm-hmm. And they're protected and but black women, it was a whole different scenario. And they were the only women that were really like, at least in the American story, that weren't really protected by their men. They couldn't be, but they right. were the ones doing the protecting, but they were the ones there that they like, while they looked at white women saying like, okay, they need to be virgins. I'm going to marry a virgin. I'm not going to do certain things to her because she's a good girl. And I don't want her to be corrupt, but I'm going to find this black girl, piss on her, do all kind of shit to her. You know what I mean? She's
yeah.
my bed, ma'am. I move her in the house. Like all kind of weird shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, you do desire us as well. Not saying that their gaze means anything, but to have this fucking ideology out there that we're not desired is bullshit. It's like,
yeah. And it's, again, it's white supremacy at work, you know, it's all fucking connected with the patriarchy, white supremacy, all that shit. Like, it's even in your fucking Disney movies, people. Like, it's not just in the police. It's not just in law enforcement. It's in the medical field. It's in Disney. It's in all your shit. It's so ingrained. Like I said earlier, it's so deep rooted. And people need to hear that. Some people aren't ready to hear it, but they need to.
Yeah, they don't want to think because they don't want to think. They don't want to go deep, but it's so true. It's literally, I was even talking about, like, I really want to change the rhetoric around, like, because even I use it, but I grew up using it. Like, when we say light and dark, we call people dark skin, but when we describe something pure and good, we describe it as, oh, white and light, and mm-hmm. that's close to heaven. And then when we talk about dark, like, I mean, stuff that is bad, we go dark and black and, oh, you know, bad energy, and it's black energy.
Yeah.
So it's a very, you don't even realize that you could slowly be that's why you could be feeling a certain way about a person already, just because of learning that as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And which is very scary. But, you know, obviously somebody thought about that when they started pushing that type of rhetoric out into this fucking world. They were
Yeah. It was done on purpose. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're like, you know what?
Let's talk a little bit about that though. Cause, like I said, it's, you know, it's ingrained in pop culture as well. And, you know, we like to talk about it all. So like I was telling you earlier, I came across this article and I wish I remembered what website it was on or whatever, maybe Vulture or something like that. And it was talking about how, in the same sense, in the spiritual world, in, you know, the psychic world, in the witch world, whatever you want to call it, black women are also demonized as the villain. And so it's not only happening in your Disney movie. And if you think that the spiritual world is not rooted in white supremacy as well, you're badly mistaken. So, but it kind of comes up in, I'm sure a lot of our listeners have watched American Horror Story. So the season of Coven, it was great. Angela Bassett, she played Marie Laveau, this iconic, you know, I don't want to call her a witch because she was just more than that. But everyone knows Marie Laveau, and if you don't, go Google her. But she played her, and that was all great, and she was very powerful and everything, but she was still demonized as this villain against these white witches. When, you know, obviously, you know, you don't, yeah, I mean, like, you are like this, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but basically, I mean, I'm trying to say that, like, black women continue to be demonized in the spiritual world as well, in pop culture. You know, they're seen as the villain, oh, the dark Santeria, like, all of that. Like, let's talk about that.
Well, there's a big, I feel like, when it comes to, like, the world of magic, I guess we can call it.
I know, like, what do we call it? It all sounds so cheesy, I feel.
yeah, like,
the world of magic.
Yeah, but they go, like, they say stuff like white magic and black magic. So
yeah.
When they say black magic, they're usually referring to, like, dark, bad stuff, and that can easily be referenced to somebody of darker skin. They're mm-hmm. So they always get, like, if they're practicing magic, it's assumed to be black magic and scary. I think that's why even during, like, slavery days, a lot of like Africans, they're very connected to the earth, and they do a lot of stuff with herbs and all kinds of stuff, and setting intentions. But that type of stuff was forbidden because it was called black magic. And mm-hmm. I mean, I can't tell you how many black people I know now personally, friends or family, that are, if they even knew, like, I mean, my dad, even if he even saw me with a tarot card, I think he would just like run away screaming. Like, they don't even know where their irrational fear comes from.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, dude, this is what you're connected to, for one. Mm-hmm. And it's not black magic. Anybody can be nasty. You can see nastiness in anything, Christianity, mm-hmm. Catholic, anybody can be nasty. And set bad intentions with anything. Even when you're praying, you could be saying bad stuff. I hate her, you know, and you can put bad stuff in the atmosphere anyway. It doesn't matter what you are. But to specifically attach it to demonize, like, yeah, certain people that practice, especially if they're like, you know, darker skin, I just do not. If it was a lot of times, even though you did see some like people being burned in like Salem and stuff like that, mm-hmm. there were still a lot of women that were able to practice, and they were called, like, it was called white magic and healers. Mm-hmm. There was still a lot of that. But it was like forbidden and very demonized and looked at. And I think that's where that black magic came around with. Mm-hmm. and why all of us, like, every time you see a show, like you just said, I forget which one you were just talking about.
American Horror Story.
And then you see like the Vampire Diaries, like, yeah, the witches in that were black too.
Yeah. Like, why are the voodoo queens always demonized as the villains? Well, it's, again, it's white supremacy, everybody. Like, if you don't think that white women co-opted witchcraft to kind of make it their own, and if you don't know that, fuck, I mean, for God's sake, like, Eve was black. Okay. I'm just going to tell everybody that right now. I'm just going to be like, break down all your religious bullshit and let you know that Eve was black. Okay. Like, should we just start from there and then go?
I mean,
the whole other fucking episode.
Especially where everything was. I mean, Jesus was obvious. Even if you, I already told you how I feel about.
Yeah. Jesus is not white. Let's just clarify that for everyone.
He was not white, but I also think he was a story. I think that was a story to show that all of us could have, you know, all of us have the creator in us, and we can choose to be good, and we can choose like love over hate, and we can choose to be accepting. That's mm-hmm. how I see it. I see it as like an amazing story. I don't take it literally that Mary got pregnant by some spirit. No, I think she had sex like most of us do, and she got pregnant. Mm-hmm. And I think she didn't want to be called. People would probably hate me for this.
Oh, you don't care. You don't care.
Be like, what? No.
Well, the fact that I just said Eve was black, I'm sure. Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, wait. Hold on. You guys can look it up. You can Google it. I think it's called the Eve gene. That it literally dates back to the fact that, like, a black woman had the original womb. Like, she was like, if you guys don't know that humanity originated from Africa, I mean, come on, now just, you need to take a fucking, like, not biology, whatever you call it. Take a fucking anthropology course, basically.
Yeah. No, I do believe that too, mainly too, because the lightest baby in the world is from a black woman. The darkest baby is from, and we can, I remember my mom did daycare when I was younger, and this Haitian couple, dark skin, chocolate, came from Haiti. They were new immigrants, and my mom ran a special program so she could, you could bring your kid in, and the state would help you out for a certain amount of time. And they had a baby that was called albino. He was pale. Mm-hmm. He had red hair. His hair was straight, and his eyes were green. And these were two chocolate people, very dark, coarse, thick hair. And here was this baby that didn't look, this was their baby though. Mm-hmm. And it's so miraculous when you see something like that. You're like, Jesus Christ. And it's actually very scary because this happens quite a bit in Africa, and they think that they're when it does happen, they think that they're magical beings and they're actually, their lives are always in danger. Because people are so fast. Not in every place. I'm talking about in very, very undeveloped places where it happens.
Yeah.
People are so fascinated by it that they, you know, somebody coming out with red hair or blonde hair or green eyes, they're just like, wait a minute. They think that it's like has magical entities or something. Mm-hmm. So they their lives are in danger, and they actually try to, unfortunately, in those underdeveloped areas, they try to kill the person and sell their pots on the black market. They're actually worth a lot of money on the black market.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's very, very scary. But yeah, no, I was reading about that. I was saying, like, if the gene mutates in a black woman's womb, that's how that happens. That the baby comes out looking completely different, or like a different ethnicity, which I found just very fascinating, especially because I mostly see it happen with people who are black that are really dark skinned too, that have like more black in them, like than, you know, maybe me or somebody else that I know.
Yeah.
But it's pretty fascinating to see, but I did read about that Eve gene. Very, very interesting. But it's so funny how we depict stuff in the Bible, because all that was like Africa, Egypt, some of the Middle East. And like, it's funny how we depict things in the Bible as it being like all completely white. Mm-hmm. And all the figures of that. And even the story about Mary, I'm like, Mary had a one night stand, or she was fucking some guy she liked and he dumped her and did not come back around.
Yeah.
And, you know, back then she had to say she was pregnant by fucking the Holy Spirit.
Well, wasn't she like technically a sex worker back then too? Yes. She was like the original sex worker. Yeah.
Yes. She didn't want to get murdered. I'm like, she had to play there. And then she just ended up having an amazing child who had just had a good heart, who was sitting with prostitutes, hanging out with whatever. He was homeless. He walked around. He didn't desire money. He didn't desire anything. People didn't even understand him back then. That's why he ended up fucking, you know, I mean, if the story is true. I think there were a lot of people who were Jesus back then who they crucified, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be nice to that person. Or
anyone that was different or not, you know, not falling in line with whatever they wanted.
Be Jesus, and people just really, I mean, I'm not a religious person by any means, but as I think I've said this before, I find wisdom in every old religion. I'm not talking about new stuff like Scientology. I'm talking about like Buddhism, Muslims,
I hope not.
you know, even Catholic, Christian, I'm probably missing Judaism, all those things. There's wisdom in them, but there's also a lot of man's prophecy that's put into that. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that you can't be so trusting of man. Because, and when I say man, I'm just talking about human beings in general. You have to start tapping into your own fucking intuition and wisdom, and not just be so willing to just be like, this is the Bible. What it says in here is no. Like, do you think Jesus is really telling you to fucking stone a gay person? Like, come the fuck on. Like, let's be real. Sometimes I'm just like, oh yeah, they're not Catholic. Burn them like fucking Mary did back in the day. No, probably not. I think he's gonna say love your brother unconditionally. You know, even if it's something you don't understand or quite like, it ain't up to you. Who are you? Who are you? Yeah. You do shit all day, all day that we don't know about. You're just better at lying about stuff. Okay,
that's what we need to get back to is. You know, teaching kids when they start reading, and even before that, start talking to them about this shit. Like, that's where it starts. It's never too young to talk to your children about racism, about white supremacy, about all of this, you know, because that's where the future generations are going to realize, like, oh, it's up to us to change it as well, you know? That's why I always shout out Gen Z too, because Gen Z is doing a great job with it. And they understand it. And I it gives me hope that they'll be talking to their kids about it too. But yeah, it's like, we gotta start implementing this shit in, once we enter the age of Aquarius, or even now, we gotta start implementing this shit into the classroom, into, you know.
Oh, you scared them now, Kat. Don't say the classroom.
Well, I already said Eve was black, so they're already freaked out. No, I hope, I would hope that our listeners are open-minded enough to know this shit. Like, I know we have very intelligent listeners out there, but we might get the random the random Christian going, let me just secretly listen.
I know. How many like gatherings do you think are happening like that? Well, even if they're not getting together, I mean, some states are open, but I can just, so many people are so trying to ignore what's happening in the world. I can just imagine like certain church services just ignoring this, or Sunday school groups or whatever, or certain classrooms that are happening. They're not addressing it. It's like, dude, none of this is going away. You're going to have to address it eventually.
Yeah.
So strap up. Because it's going to be in your face. It's not going to, I see so many people, I'm so sick of hearing about this. This is creating a race war. Like, sweetie, race has been an issue for forever. I'm sorry for once in your life it's inconvenient to you and it's interrupting your shows. I'm sorry. It's been inconveniencing a lot of people since they've been here on this planet. And there were people before them and people before that. So like we're you know, you being uncomfortable for a second, too bad.
Yeah, they don't have to fucking live it.
It's not about you.
Exactly. We're about in an hour. Should we wrap it up there? I feel like we got a lot. We got a lot out.
I get a lot. I was trying to think if there was anything else, but I think we can wait till next week and rant on the rest of the shit, actually.
Yeah. I love that you just said that you thought that we were already scaring the people.
I mean, I just know how uncomfortable people get around me. People have always been uncomfortable around me. I mean, I think even like certain friends and family, like I think they think that I'm just like they're like, certain, especially some of my conservative friends or people that are kind of like brainwashed, stuck in their ways. I've been like their alien friend, you know, forever. Like, Jasmine's so weird. She's not like everybody else. You know, they'll tell men that before I come around. She's going to have an opinion. Will I? Yes, I will. I'm not for the faint of heart, sweetie. I was not here. I'm an old soul. I've been reincarnated.
Yes.
And before BC. She exhausted. I don't have time to play games. I gotta get to the core of it. Sorry. I'm here for a reason, you know? They felt like, you know, some spirits don't.
Wait, that was the funniest shit you've ever said. Sorry, go on. Because it was way too relatable. She an old soul. She's fucking exhausted.
Gotta get straight to the fucking facts.
Let's put that on a shirt. Can we put that on a shirt?
Yes, but seriously, we have to get.
Got some great shirt ideas.
That's why we're here. Some people, you know, and I was thinking about that the other day, and I was like, because I feel like you have like ancestors and, you know, certain spirit guides. Some spirit guides never come back into Earth because they can do more work on in the other world by being with you. Mm-hmm. And they feel like you have that gift and you have that touch.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, we're here. But I also feel like people reincarnate. And I feel like, I think I've said this before, that this is kind of like a hell. And this is hell to me. And that we reincarnate until we are at our highest self, like completely.
Like, yes.
We're not strapped to materialism or earthly things. And then finally we then die and really ascend. But I think you keep coming down. That's why you meet people in so many different walks of life. And sometimes, like, as hard as it is, because I, you know, my lower level self likes to check a bitch. You know, sometimes I have to be like, okay, I'm talking to somebody that's been here only two lifetimes, or maybe five. Okay. And it's been about probably 200 for me. Let me just be quiet and give them love and light and let my ancestors deal with them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only time you're allowed to gloss over things with love and light is.
Yes. Yes. When it's going to go too but that's for light workers to decide upon. Like, you know, I feel like sometimes, you know, you feel that energy and you know, like nothing is going to happen. So you just have to give kindness.
Yes.
Like, it's not when we say love and light, it's not that I didn't address that I don't agree with them. Mm-hmm. But I knew at some point I just had to not get the last word. I couldn't worry about that. I couldn't tap, even though as much as that's lingering in me, I have to get out of there. I can't even get on their level. I have to be like, you know what? You're okay. You want to be right. That's fine. You know, bid you a good day.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you got to know. Yeah. You got to know when to cut that shit off. Cause you got to know when it's going to be toxic for your own energy and too exhausting for you. Because like you said, like we're here, you and I are here as old souls reincarnated many times over. And we've known that since we were babies, basically. And we still keep coming back to help humanity. Like you said earlier, that beautiful quote, we're helping the world tap into their humanity. We keep doing it each lifetime, each generation. As tired as we get of humanity, it's like we're still here to help them. But at the same time, it's like like you said, you got to learn when to check a bitch.
Yeah. And don't get us wrong. In our beginner lives, we were always leaders, but we might have been leading in the wrong way too. You
know, yeah.
Like, because I think I've had a couple of past lives. I know I've been an Egyptian noble. I'm gonna claim this marriage now. I swear I think I'm Henry Tudor reincarnated. Nobody can tell me anything about
hell
that.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. We've talked about that all on a previous podcast. That's like, where your Aries moon and Mars and Capricorn come in.
I'm like, I know I was that man in past life. I'm so drawn to him in every way possible. And just certain things I can't even look at when I'm watching that thing because I get so sad and upset. And I'm just like, must have, especially with one of the guys that I ended up having killed, I feel like. But I mean, I feel like there's been in early lifetimes, if you've been here for a long time, yeah, every human makes their mistakes. And, you know, we're a leader for the wrong reason. But we're also here to call out those people. So, yeah. You know, somebody like Trump or Kanye, who people are like, you know, praising, and they're obviously full of shit. We're here to call that out.
You
don't like it, too bad. Like,
yeah, we say we're helpers and healers, and we are. We're here to help you all, and we're here to help people open their minds. But we're still gonna call shit out as we see it, because you know we're tired.
Yes, and helping and healing ain't pretty. There's nothing pretty about it.
No.
I think people get that confused. I went through a lot last decade. The last decade was traumatizing. Was like, there were times where I was like, wow, like why? I didn't even know if I was going to be able to swim out of that mess. And, you know, it was all just to like, you know, certain things have to happen because sometimes I was so caught up in my day to day that I wasn't tapping into my old self, realizing who the fuck I was. And, you know, my psychic said that to me. Well, that spiritual guy that I know, right? He was like, remember I told you who you were in a past life. Remember that. You need to do everything you can to remember that.
Yeah.
Remember those people. So you step into that energy. And it's important because, you know, you watch the news. Humanity needs it right now. Humanity needs people like
him. Yes.
And any of the light workers listening to this, I hope we get more light workers and spiritual people that join on the podcast. Like I said, we're well-rounded people. Obviously, we love reality TV and stuff like that because we're fascinated by people in general, watching people interact and discussing people and like the phases of life they're in. I mean, it's something I can get just, you know, we both can just dive and swim in all day.
Yep.
But we hope we're attracting well-rounded people that can talk about anything. And I hope you're one of those people that can go deep if you're listening to this. You better be able to talk about sex, religion, and politics. Shit. Come on. Go deep.
Go talk deep. Get involved. Let's talk about it. You better believe in and talk about it. Sorry, I just quoted Lisa Rinna since it's cancer season.
What did she say?
When she says, you better believe I'm going to talk about it.
Yes, go deep. We want that. That's our mantra. Go deep. We want you guys to go deep. We want to actually, I'm excited to like grow this podcast and just have a bunch of like well-rounded people that like to go deep too. Yes. Are we going to talk about the weather too and how fucking blessed we are? If you're in California listening to this, you got the best weather. Yes. Let's talk about it.
I mean, I hate it. I hate it. It's too hot.
But Kat, we can go up to the mountain and get some snow.
True, true, true. We have all those options here.
Yeah. It's pretty, we're pretty blessed. After living in Massachusetts for a while, that was a little traumatizing.
Yeah. That's too extreme for me. Yeah.
Summer and winter in those places is horrible. But yeah, we want people that want to go. We want to encourage everybody to do that and just to really critically think. And because that's something we've always loved to do. And
don't be afraid.
We're not just surface and just looking for Bravo here because you're in the wrong place.
Not in these times, man. It's not going to just be Bravo anymore. Okay, I think that's a good place to wrap it up, because we will be back next week talking about who knows. Because who knows gonna happen? What's going to happen in the next few days? Honestly.
I know. Who knows what is going to happen?
So yeah, everyone. I'm going to just... we will talk to you next week, and I will just leave you with a parting thought. Is it parting thought? Departing thought?
I don't know.
I think we're getting like delirious. Yeah. Anyway, we have been the Booze Witches, Jasmine and Kat. This has got to be the worst ending.
Go deep.
Mercury is in retrograde, everybody. Just remember that, please.
Oh, God.
And Eve is black. Goodbye.